CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. He's been held by ISIS.
I'm Kenji Goto-Jogo. This is a voice message I've been told to send to you.
Details of that message from CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
A brief audio recording attributed to hostage Goto demands that a failed suicide bomber held by Jordan be brought to the Turkish border by sunset local time to be swapped for him. If the deadline is not met, the extremists vow to kill another hostage, a Jordanian pilot. Japanese officials say they are studying the message.
That deadline now about 3.5 hours away. Reporter Dale Gavlak is in Amman, Jordan.
Indirect negotiations with Iraqi tribe and religious leaders who are the intermediaries with ISIS will keep going on because Jordan would not want to lose the pilot nor the Japanese journalist.
In this country, it's day two of her confirmation hearing for the attorney general nominee. Here's correspondent Pam Coulter.
Loretta Lynch spent a long day being grilled on everything from workplace safety laws to enemy combatant status for American citizens and deferring deportation for millions of illegal immigrants.
I did find it to be reasonable that we would prioritize removal of the most dangerous undocumented immigrants.
Nine witnesses will testify on the second day of the hearing, including three law professors, the founder of a group that promotes voter ID laws, and a black Wisconsin sheriff who's been outspoken on gun rights and the role of black men in troubled police-community relations. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Cuba's leader is making a push to get a strategic U.S. base back. CBS's Peter King has the story, and he joins us live.
Dave, President Raul Castro wants the U.S. to return Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, but that's just one demand for normalizing relations. He also wants an end to the 50-year trade embargo and compensation for damages. He says the U.S. must shut down TV Marti broadcast to his country. Castro says otherwise, normal ties make no sense. The Obama administration has loosened up some rules, but only Congress can lift the embargo. Castro admits he doesn't see a U.S. concession anytime soon.
239 people were aboard Malaysia Flight 370 when it disappeared from radar less than a half hour or an hour from after takeoff from Kuala Lumpur last March. Now, Malaysia's civil aviation officials have ruled the crash an accident. Compensation claims will be cleared. The measles outbreak that started at Disney parks in Southern California has expanded. 95 cases confirmed in 8 states. In Phoenix, an infected child may have exposed more than 100 people to measles. Dr. Christy Samdar is with the Phoenix Children's Hospital.
Because a lot of people have chosen not to vaccinate their kids, measles is creeping back into a disease that's now coming out in pockets, often year after year, when it didn't exist before.
And if the blizzard wasn't enough, more snow is coming to New England, up to 3 inches starting tonight, and up to 6 more as we get into the weekend. On Wall Street, S&P futures up 6 points. This is CBS News.
Loyalty can be hard to find these days. That's why at Advance Auto Parts, we've decided to reward your dedication with some loyalty of our own. Introducing Speed Perks, the most generous parts rewards program out there. For every $30 you spend, we'll give you $5 back on your next qualified purchase. No card to carry, no points to keep track of. And your rewards are good on everything in the store. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
See store to sign up or visit speedperks.com for details.
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob, this is Lisa from Farmers Insurance. Last time we spoke, you were planning some home renovations?
Yeah, we redid the whole upstairs.
Great. Well, since you've added value to your home, we'll need to update your coverage. Walk me through the changes.
Until you close the gaps in your insurance, you could be living dangerously. To find out more, visit farmers.com. We'll help you know the gaps and lose all the...
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
HIV drugs can be very expensive, and now there could be issues over access to them when people sign up for health care coverage.
A New England Journal of Medicine study suggests some health insurers are rigging medication prices for chronic conditions to discourage long-term care patients from signing up. It focuses on HIV treatments.
An HIV drug on average would be 3 times more expensive.
Harvard researcher Doug Jacobs says that means yearly
someone would be expected to pay $3,000 more.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
American Troy Bradley and a Russian buddy have been out over the Pacific in a helium-filled balloon. They hope to break the record of 137 hours in the air, a record which was set in 1978. If all goes well, the two may cross into North America tonight with the goal to go over the Canadian Rockies and land somewhere, perhaps in Montana or North Dakota on Saturday. That would set a world distance mark for a balloon. The current record is about 5,200 miles. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed law 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
This morning on WCHL, the five power conferences in the NCAA, including the Atlantic Coast Conference, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student athletes. The latest county-by-county unemployment report in North Carolina shows Orange County continues to have among the lowest rates in the entire state.
Your rate has gone down from 4.4% to 3.9%.
And an Alert Carolina message was sent to students, faculty, and staff on the UNC campus on Wednesday, warning of a scam targeting college campuses. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC basketball is known for winning championships, but there's one player winning a different game off the court. And
Duke is 4-3 in the ACC and going to undefeated Virginia.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 WCHL, a little bit on the chilly side this morning, partly sunny, slight chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. I'd say only slight. Our high temperature today in the upper 30s. And right now it is 27 degrees in Chapel Hill, just about like yesterday. The five power conferences in the NCAA, including the ACC, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student athletes. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on this development.
The decision was made about a week and a half ago at a meeting with university leaders from around the nation. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the conference included 80 people, one from each of the 65 universities in the power conferences, along with 15 students.
The most interesting part of the conference were the students. They were incredible. They had lots to say about these things. This is the first time students have started to be included in their future and the way we think about it with the regulations from the NCAA.
UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says that the vote for autonomy will allow the power conferences to make decisions that will not include the smaller conferences in the NCAA that do not have the same resources.
Schools in the BCS conferences, the 65 kind of biggest schools in the country, now have the right to vote about legislation that would affect them only.
Chancellor Folt says that the primary vote this year was taking steps to protect student athletes.
The initial regulations were voted in mostly have to do with things like getting students full cost of attendance, a very strong one that says that students couldn't lose their scholarships based on their athletic performance. That's a very big commitment. We were already very close to that in our own way of dealing with things, but this makes this true across the conferences.
Cunningham says that they will now be able to provide the full cost of attendance to student athletes through scholarships.
We have 800 student athletes. There are about 300 scholarships that we spread over the 800 students, and the in-state difference is about $4,000, and the out-of-state is about $6,000. So it is a lot of money.
Cunningham says that the transition will likely not be a smooth one, but it will be beneficial for student athletes in the long run. Chapel Borough's Art Chansky says that it is important to stay on the student athlete side of the line that divides them from employees of universities.
We're doing this and this and this while retaining the college model. And, you know, they want to stay on that side of the amateur line, rather, and never get to the point where the government is going to come in and say, you're paying them too much, they're employees, and there goes your tax-exempt status, there goes your nonprofit status, and if they get hurt, man, you got to pay them workman's compensation.
Chancellor Fultz says that the next level of conversation will include governing how many hours student-athletes can commit to their sport, as well as looking at standards for admission and ongoing eligibility for student-athletes. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The latest county-by-county unemployment report in North Carolina shows Orange County continues to have among the lowest rates in the state. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Larry Parker is with the State Department of Commerce. He says Orange County's labor force remains static compared to November, but things continue to move in the right direction.
It was just over 73,650 a year ago in November, and it's now 73,550. In November of this year, or November of 2014. The difference is the number of people employed in Orange County is up by just over 300 people, and the number of people unemployed is down by about the same amount. So your rate has gone down from 4.4% to 3.9%.
The highest unemployment rate in the state is in Scotland County at 13.7%. Nonetheless, Scotland County reported the largest decrease in North Carolina over the course of 2014. Parker says North Carolina continues to see good news in almost every job sector.
One of the surprise sectors for December was construction, which added the most jobs over the month with 4,100. So, you know, when you can add 114,500 jobs to the state over a year, I think that's a pretty good sign. Only government is the only sector with a loss over the year.
And he says a rising construction tide is lifting plenty of other sectors across the state.
When you can have that industry going really well, it feeds off manufacturing, which is up over the years, was up over 9,500 over the year. Trade, transportation, utilities was up 17,600. So a lot of those sectors are tied back to construction.
Overall, North Carolina's unemployment rate was 5.5%, while the national rate was at 5.6%. The last time the state rate was below the national rate was last April. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
There was an Alert Carolina message that went out to the UNC campus yesterday. We'll tell you that story coming up in just a moment, plus other news. WCHL News Time is 6:12.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want, from starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Buy one, get one free deals on select guitar tuners, drumsticks, mic and instrument cables, guitar stands, and studio monitors. All buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Donkey Shane.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality health care. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out ncapa.org.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL.
Now, here's Ron Stutz.
27 degrees, 614 at WCHL. An Alert Carolina message was sent out to students, faculty, and staff at the UNC campus yesterday, warning of a scam targeting college campuses around the country. According to the FBI, college students across the United States have been targeted to participate in work-from-home scams through emails to their school accounts that recruit them for payroll and or human resource positions with fictitious companies. Students are then asked to provide his or her bank account numbers to receive a deposit and then transfer a portion of the funds to another bank account which is involved in the scam. Likewise, university employees are getting fraudulent emails indicating a change in their human resource status. Information from the employee is then used to access the employee's official human resources account and alter direct deposit settings, diverting paychecks to the scammer's account. The FBI is recommending a few steps to protect yourself. If a job offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Never accept a job that requires the depositing of funds into your account and wiring them to different accounts. Look for poor use of the English language in emails such as incorrect grammar, capitalization, and tenses. Many of the scammers who send these messages are not native English speakers. Never provide credentials of any kind, such as bank account information, login names, passwords, or any other identifying information in response to a recruitment email. Forward suspected emails to the university's IT personnel and tell your friends to be on the lookout for the scam. Emergency crews in Burlington responded to an area of North Fisher Street near Webb Avenue in reference to a pedestrian who had been struck by a train on Tuesday afternoon. Officers located a subject near the tracks who suffered fatal injuries as a result of a collision with an Amtrak train. The incident happened about 2 o'clock. The train was traveling north just prior to its arrival at the Burlington Amtrak station. Amtrak personnel reported seeing the victim walking beside the track just prior to the accident. Police identified the victim as 25-year-old Franklin D. Gwynn of Burlington. The investigation into the cause of the accident is ongoing. The delivery of 7,000 blue recycling carts to residents of Orange County is underway. Delivery started last Friday, and officials are hoping to have the drop-offs completed by the end of next week, barring any weather complications. Blair Pollock is a planner with the Orange County Solid Waste Department. He says that there were too many variables for the county to determine who received a cart. He says to simplify the process, they distributed new 95-gallon capacity carts at the request of residents. Pollock says that he did not have the exact distribution locations, but that many clusters of homes likely all signed up for the carts, specifically homes just outside the town limits.
They look just like an in-town, but they happen to be just outside of town. So I say the odds are good that the vast majority of those are going to switch, and that the odds are further good that there'll be some Me Too-ism. So if 80% switched and the other 20% didn't, there may be some that come back and say, yeah, I think that'll work for me too. And we're already starting to see a little bit of that.
Pollock says they had 7,000 requests for new carts among the just over 14,000 residents who are eligible to get them. He says that they have a small surplus at the moment for those late to decide they would like to have a recycling cart.
We ordered about 500 more carts than we had orders for, so we're hopeful we'll be able to fill most of the requests for people from now, and otherwise between the possible expansion of the routes next year, depending upon the budget, and if there's a big second request for carts, we'll try to order some more for next fiscal year.
Pollock says that the new carts, which have a capacity of more than 5 of the recycling bins county residents are currently using, will increase efficiency of recycling in our area. He adds that the infrastructure is in place to handle the additional waste.
The fact of the matter is that the markets are reasonably good for all these materials. North Carolina in particular has a very robust plastics recycling industry, and yet a lot of the furnish for that plastics recycling industry has to come from out of state, so, you know, bring it on.
Residents can start using their recycling carts immediately upon receiving them. The pickup service will operate on a biweekly schedule. Residents can choose to keep their bins to use as intermediate or overflow storage. They may also return their bins to the convenience centers where they're currently depositing their recycling. And there will be no charge for residents or change for residents who chose to continue recycling with their bins and manually dropping off at the convenience centers. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. And very little traffic out there so far this morning. This early in the day, almost no traffic at all, but what there is moving along pretty well. Nikki Mortz is in the newsroom. She'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning, and we'll have delays later on, no doubt. doubt about that, and she'll let you know. In the meantime, if you know of something we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and become a WCHL Road Warrior. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Today's big day, the Chapel Hill Cumberland Chamber of Commerce invites you to help celebrate the successes of our business community, the Chamber's annual meeting, presented by the Europa Center, today starting at 11 o'clock at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. You can get more details online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. But today is when it all happens. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And it's 27 degrees right now, partly sunny, slight chance of sprinkles in the afternoon, a little light rain. Our high today in the upper 40s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies, a slight chance of light rain, not as cool with a low in the middle 30s. That's a good thing. And then tomorrow we're looking at mostly sunshine, but breezy late in the day in particular. Our high tomorrow in the middle 40s, but we'll have some strong wind gusts late in the afternoon tomorrow, up to 30 miles per hour. So that's our weather leading into the weekend. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Time for championship sports. WCHL, a lot of attention being paid to the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. And, of course, it's really unfortunate that all the attention is being paid to deflated footballs, but that's the way it is. Hardly anybody's actually talking about the game itself and the players themselves and the teams themselves. But it's the New England Patriots against the Seattle Seahawks coming up over the weekend, and a lot of folks looking forward to that. Of course, a lot of attention has been diverted, and a lot of fans, such as Art Chansky, yesterday, I believe it was, talking about how his team is in the Super Bowl, but he can't hear anything except how those footballs were deflated or not inflated properly. But there is other sports to talk about. Let's talk about the Carolina basketball team. Actually, let's talk about one of the players that you may not know very much about. UNC basketball is known for winning championship titles, but there's one player winning a different game off the court. WCHL's Kyla McCory reports.
Sasha Seymour is used to winning titles, but not always in basketball. Despite being the senior class president and the recipient of the most prestigious scholarship UNC offers, Carolina basketball player may just be the sweetest title yet.
I've always dreamed of playing basketball for North Carolina. So to make the team was in and of itself a dream come true. Such a special opportunity to put on a Carolina basketball jersey and say I'm part of something that's so, like, says such a historic legacy.
Seymour played in six games for the Tar Heels before tearing his ACL in a game against Alabama. Seymour's injury marks the end of his Carolina basketball career.
When I tore my ACL and I found out that dream was essentially over, it was tough. But at the same time, I know that there are a million kids out there who have had the same dream that I've had. There are a million kids that have wanted to play basketball for North Carolina. And so to even have gotten this opportunity in the first place is just such an incredible blessing.
Seymour says his injury gives him a new goal to tackle.
I really like setting goals and accomplishing them, and I really like going after something. And I think this is just another challenge, and it's just another goal. It's just another thing to overcome. And when I think of it like that, it gives me another thing to beat, and I like that a lot.
So how exactly does the senior class president balance his time on and off the court?
I think it's a little bit cliched to say never keep following your dreams, never give up on that. But that's entirely true. I mean, that's exactly what I did. And in each step in the process, I had this end goal in mind of this is where I wanted to be and this is what I wanted to do. And as long as you keep that in mind, it's entirely possible to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Seymour will be working abroad in Ireland next semester as a recipient of the Mitchell Scholarship, one of the most selective scholarships in the nation. Kylie McCoy, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thanks for that report, Kylie. And that's a player that a lot of people don't even know about, Sasha Seymour, and certainly an outstanding young man. 624 WCHL. Chapel Hill Tigers are searching for a way to end the dynasty of the Orange Panthers tonight in high school wrestling, but it will be easier said than done. The Tigers and the Panthers will grapple in a dual match at Chapel Hill High School tonight at 6. On the line is the Big 8 regular season championship. championship. Panthers won 11 consecutive regular season titles. Orange, coached by former UNC wrestler Bobby Schreiner, has defined dynasty in triangle wrestling for the past 20 years. Now in his 26th season in Hillsboro, Schreiner has built a program that has won 5 dual state titles and 16 conference championships across 3 different classifications. Schreiner says the Panthers have had plenty of help from their seniors this year.
You know, and our older guys like, you know, Byron and Malik Jimenez and Gonzo Garcia, Cantorell and Joe Scott, you know, it's really the guys that went to states last year, you know, those guys have really been solid.
Right.
Trent Tanner, he's been out some.
In addition to tonight's critical dual match, Chapel Hill High will also host the Big 8 Conference Championship meet on Saturday starting at 8:30 in the morning. It's 6:25 at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. As we were reminded this week, sometimes the weather forecasters can get it wrong.
This storm dumped about a quarter of what meteorologists had predicted.
But why is that? One answer after this. When you have to go to the post office, it's anything but convenient. So, why not get postage right from your own desk? Just do what I do and use Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you never have to pay full price for postage again because you'll get special postage discounts that you can't get at the post office, including first class, priority mail, express, international, and more. And Stamps.com is so easy to use. All you need is your computer and printer. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package, and then hand your mail to the mailman or drop it in a mailbox. It's no wonder more than 500,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. Take it from me. Try it today and you'll see. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer since you listened to the Osgood File. It's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's Stamps.com and enter Osgood. I bet this has happened to you. You're thinking about doing something outdoors, and you check the weather forecast. Sounds good, and so out you go. And you find the exact opposite. Why didn't the forecasters actually forecast it? Well, that question has been bothering Professor Pinhas Alpert of Tel Aviv University for years now. He used to be head of an Israeli Air Force unit that forecast weather conditions for Israeli military missions. He had to get his forecast right, and he says in the vast majority of cases he did. So we wondered why other people didn't get their forecast right, too. Professor Alpert studied years of data, and he found a few reasons for why forecasts can often fail. For example, when Israel's national water pipeline was run across the northern Negev in 1964, the desert suddenly bloomed. It actually began affecting the weather in the region in ways that meteorologists had not predicted. So, the forecasts were often wrong until they figured out what had happened. As the earth changes, so does the weather. Alpert also says most meteorologists rely on models, computer programs that offer predictions on how a particular weather pattern is likely to play out. But often the various models disagree or have trouble making relatively fine distinctions, so that what actually happens isn't what the programs predicted. In other words, nature does not pay much attention to computer models. Forecasting has never been and never will be an exact science. But the warnings that we get are based on the best information and the best science available to us. Those warnings we get, we ignore at our own peril. If the officials tell us to stay home, stay home. If they tell us not to drive, don't drive. Yes, of course, they do make mistakes, but they do learn from them, and we should too. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to GEICO and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access GEICO online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app. And it's so easy, you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you worry about getting the care you need because you don't have health insurance? Do you have a pre-existing condition or think you can't afford it? The Affordable Care Act provides individuals who qualify with financial assistance for purchasing health insurance. Open enrollment is now through February 15th, so check out your options on www.healthcare.gov or call 919-545-3440.
Don't miss the WCHL Weekend Shows, designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Gain new tips on making your career goals a reality with the inspirational stories on The Art of Potential, hosted by Kristen Heemstra. Curious to learn all sorts of new things? So is D.G. Martin, host of Who's Talking. Join him as he uncovers a vast range of subjects from people in our community. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the whole weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
7 degrees this morning, 6:30 WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. 27 degrees, as I said, partly sunny, slight chance of sprinkles in the afternoon, a little light rain activity. Never hurt anybody, especially that we're not anywhere near freezing. Our high temperature this afternoon, about 48 degrees. Now tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of light rain, but not as cool. Lows in the middle 30s, thank goodness. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine and breezy, with a high in the middle 40s. So look ahead a little bit. Friday night, clear, cold, low in the low 20s. On Saturday, a sunny day with a high of 45. And then on Sunday, cloudy, chance rain and the high of 45 degrees. Crown Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9. FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
This has set a new deadline for the lives of Japanese journalist Kenji Goto and a Jordanian Air Force pilot. An audio message said to be from the militants has been released today, threatening to kill the hostages unless Jordan frees a woman suicide bomber.
Pilots are virtual royalty in that country. They're trained, educated, and you do anything they can to get that pilot back.
CBS military consultant Mike Lyons.
Right now, I think what they're doing is getting intermediaries in place to set this up. I think perhaps they thought it was going to happen faster, which is why they moved up their deadline. But I wouldn't be surprised if the deal gets done.
CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo reports that several key questions remain.
We're not completely sure that Kenji Goto will be handed over. The assumption is that since he read this message, that he is still alive. There's no certainty that the Jordanian pilot is alive. The Jordanian government is asking for proof of life, but has not received that.
The latest deadline is about 3 hours away. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It's a chilly 27 degrees this morning. Partly sunny skies today. I'm Rod Stutz, 6:32. The five power conferences in the NCAA, including the Atlantic Coast Conference, have voted in favor of autonomy when determining guidelines governing student athletes. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on this latest development.
The decision was made about a week and a half ago at a meeting with university leaders from around the nation. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the conference included 80 people, one from each of the 65 universities in the power conferences, along with 15 students.
The most interesting part of the conference were the students. They were incredible. They had lots to say about these things. This is the first time students have started to be included in their future and the way we think about it with the regulations from the NCAA.
UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham says that the vote for autonomy will allow the power conferences to make decisions that will not include the smaller conferences in the NCAA that do not have the same resources.
Schools in the BCS conferences, the 65 kind of biggest schools in the country, now have the right to vote about legislation that would affect them only.
Chancellor Folt says that the primary vote this year was taking steps to protect student athletes.
The initial regulations were voted in mostly have to do with things like getting students full cost of attendance, a very strong one that says that students couldn't lose their scholarships based on their athletic performance. That's a very big commitment. We were already very close to that in our own way of dealing with things, but this makes this true across the conferences.
Cunningham says that they will now be able to provide the full cost of attendance to student athletes through scholarships.
We have 800 student athletes. There are about 300 scholarships that we spread over the 800 students, and the in-state difference is about $4,000 and the out-of-state is about $6,000. So it is a lot of money.
Now, Cunningham says that the transition will likely not be a smooth one, but it will be beneficial for student-athletes in the long run. Chapel Borough's Art Chansky says that it is important to stay on the student-athlete side of the line that divides them from employees of universities.
We're doing this and this and this while retaining the college model. You know, they want to stay on that side of the amateur line, rather, and never get to the point where the government is going to come in and say, you're paying them too much, they're employees, and there goes your tax-exempt status, there goes your nonprofit status, and if they get hurt, man, you got to pay them workman's compensation.
Chancellor Fault says that the next level of conversation will include governing how many hours student-athletes can commit to their sport, as well as looking at standards for admission and ongoing eligibility for student-athletes. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
An Alert Carolina message was sent to students, faculty, and staff yesterday on the UNC campus, warning of a scam targeting college campuses around the nation. According to the FBI, college students across the United States have been targeted to participate in work-from-home scams through emails to their school accounts that recruit them for payroll and or human resource positions with fictitious companies. Students are then asked to provide bank account numbers to receive a deposit and then transfer a portion of the funds to another bank account, which is involved in the scam. Likewise, university employees are getting fraudulent emails indicating a change in their human resource status. Information from the employee is then used to access the employee's official human resources account and alter direct deposit settings, diverting paychecks to the scammer's account. There's a lot more details on this story, including some recommendations from the FBI on protecting yourself. The story is on our website, chapelborough.com. Well, a lot of news will be coming out of the North Carolina General Assembly because today is the first full work day. They reported back yesterday, but things really starting in earnest today. And gay marriage is front and center on this year's first real work day. Senate leader Phil Berger filed a bill yesterday that would allow magistrates to refuse to preside at same-sex weddings and assistant registers of deeds to not issue licenses based on religious convictions. But they wouldn't be involved in traditional marriages either. Berger had said he'd file a recusal bill after judges last October struck down North Carolina's constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Berger told the Associated Press in an interview, the exemption to preside at all marriages ensures court officials aren't picking and choosing whom they will wed. Democratic lawmakers and the gay rights group Equality North Carolina held a news conference Wednesday opposing the bill, saying it's discrimination in disguise. Abortion rights groups want the Republican-led legislature to keep its hands off rules proposed by state regulators for how North Carolina abortion clinics must operate. Several Democratic lawmakers plan to join health providers and activists at a news conference today at the legislative building. Governor Pat McCrory's Department of Health and Human Services released the draft rules last month, mandated following a 2013 law that abortion rights supporters at the time opposed vehemently. But now groups like Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice North Carolina say they support the ensuing regulations and don't want lawmakers to try and change them. The socially conservative North Carolina Values Coalition has said the regulations don't go far enough and fail to meet what it calls the legislation's intent to treat clinics like outpatient surgery centers. Democrats at the General Assembly are trying to get out of the blocks quickly this year as lawmakers emphasize the economy and job creation. More than two dozen House and Senate members from the legislature's minority party attended yesterday what was called a job growth forum in Raleigh. They heard from representatives of retailers, big city mayors, minority economic development organizations, and the Durham Chamber of Commerce. Senate Minority Leader Dan Blue says the event begins a listening tour to get local feedback. A dozen Democrats also have announced they've created the North Carolina Main Street Democrat Caucus, led by Representative Ken Goodman of Rockingham. Another member said the effort is designed to reverse the trend of losing moderate pro-business Democrats. The caucus also plans a campaign arm to help candidates. WCHL News Time, 6:38, with the North Carolina General Assembly cranking up. You know that they're going to start doing some very controversial things over there in Raleigh. And a lot of people right here in Orange County and all over the Triangle, in fact, are going to be very upset with some of the things that happen.
Prognosticating politics.
Well, it doesn't take much of a prognostication to figure that one out. Still got the Forward Together movement, and they'll be over there protesting. In fact, there's a resumption of protest at the North Carolina General Assembly with those folks. And
well, you got to get everybody back to work, you know.
A lot of widespread dissatisfaction with what's going on, but at the same time, you know, the folks who are in charge of things over there can't wait to just jump right into things and do it again. You know, we've had
stirring it up.
Yeah, exactly. We've had a little break as they've been out of session, but now they reported back yesterday, and things will really crank up today.
Oh, well, at least we'll have something to talk about.
Well, there's no question about that. Let's give them something to talk about. Nikki Morse, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I had a really interesting experience on my way into work this morning. It had nothing to do with flying objects this time. Although I think this has happened to me before, which this is why it seems so interesting to me. But on my way into work,
now we'll continue with the adventures of Nikki.
I know it doesn't take much. Just driving along, mind my own business, and here comes a deer. Crossing the road, using the crosswalk. I swear.
Really?
I swear. You know, I mean, you've got a mile's worth. And it wasn't even the deer crossing. It was the pedestrian crosswalk. It's happened twice. I'm thinking to myself, wow, even the deer are smart out here.
Well, they're highly educated deer.
Apparently.
They're just, they're beginning to adjust, I suppose.
Yeah, well, they see the crosswalk signs, and they see other people, I guess, sort of use it. So.
Other people?
People, other deer.
Well, I'm glad to hear they're complying with the rules.
You know, hey, I mean, if only everyone followed that rule.
Exactly. They're behaving a lot better than most of us do. You know?
True.
But anyway, thank you for those insights. No UFO sightings today.
No, but I was looking. And I was really looking.
Really?
It was actually, the funny thing about it is, it was because I was looking, it seemed very dark out.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, that light was a lot brighter than I thought it was, because this morning it was really dark.
No stars, no nothing up there, just total blackness.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, thanks a bunch.
Sure.
And we'll talk to you in just a few minutes. Get a look at morning traffic,
Okay. Which
there's very little of right now, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on.
Aren't you glad that that's actually the case?
Yeah, I am. 641 at WCHL and a lot of other places, including the crosswalks. And we have today's commentary in the way from Raleigh Mann. That is next.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect, starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
Good morning, 6:43 and 27 degrees in Chapel Hill.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Soon after Art Pope bought him the governorship, Pat McCrory became an expert on higher education. Our universities are teaching the wrong things, he said. We need more job training, skills for the marketplace. So then he appointed 16 new members to the Board of Governors, which runs the state's 17-campus university system. The new appointees are mostly white male Republicans. The list is dominated by CEOs, bankers, attorneys. Only one of them has the slightest connection to higher education. He serves on the board of the Appalachian State University's foundation. These are credentials for running a university system. So now this mostly white male Republican Board of Governors shoves aside the system's president, Tom Ross, to make room for someone who can take orders from Governor Pope, McCrory, and his right-wing buddies in the legislature. Has Tom Ross done a bad job? Well, no. In fact, everyone's heaping praise on him for his effectiveness at running the university system admirably for 4 years, filled with difficult challenges. John Fenerbrest, the board chairman, is emphatic. He, quote, "This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president, fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, worked well with our board." The board's official statement is equally glowing. So why is Ross being pushed out? Well, maybe the board wants a president who will cave into the legislature, suggests Tom Mills, a political consultant. Ross has not fallen into lockstep with our legislature. At that same board meeting that canned President Ross, Governor McCrory showed up to talk about his plans to commercialize our university's academic research and to beef up the state's entrepreneurial culture. Coincidence? Well, no. When politicians and their close friends try to run a university system, inevitably they fail because they base their decisions on the wrong things, their political priorities. McCrory is dead wrong about what higher education should be, and his Board of Governors has brought further shame to our state with its unconscionable treatment of Tom Ross. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
While the Tar Heels did not use it much against Syracuse on Monday night, Carolina has showed a little bit of zone defense in recent games. Mostly, the Heels have used the zone as a defensive changeup or when in need of protecting personnel because of foul trouble. While Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams has made it known he doesn't like playing zone, it is something his team is prepared to use if needed.
We practice it anyway, just in case, and we'll practice it today. I mean, we're going to play the way we feel is best for our team, and then if something changes during the course of the game, we'll, of course, do. But when we've been... My staff thinks we've been practicing too much. We practice it a lot, but we just haven't played it during the game because I don't like it.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken away by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
The Tar Heels used some zone during conference play last year, but it was of the 1-3-1 variety. Mostly when the Heels have gone zone this season, it has been a straight 2-3. Any particular reason for the change?
Seemed like it fit the personnel is probably the best reason. And the other reason would probably, maybe I didn't like it, what we had last year as much. I don't like any of them, you know, the zone, but I think this fits our personnel probably better.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
648 WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz. Nikki Mortz has a look at your traffic next.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases. At Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina, delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calica, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk in Tar Heels Station.
All right, time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. So far, so good on the roadways. Northbound 15501, still delay-free as you're heading north into town, approaching Fordham Boulevard. 40 eastbound, also in good shape. No problems if you're heading towards RTP or the airport this morning from 54 through 540. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks a lot, Nikki. You seem to be off to a fast start today.
Oh, thank you. Just call me Speedy.
Just an observation.
On delay. arriba.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So much more than I'd
asked for. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll talk to you again in just a few minutes.
All right.
Nick Morse with a look at your traffic on WCHL. Brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Fruit Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 27 degrees, partly sunny, slight chance of light rain in the afternoon. Our high today about 48 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of light rain and not as cool. Low tonight, about 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, high middle 40s. Tomorrow night, clear, cold with a low in the low 20s. Then on Saturday, mostly sunshine with a high of about 45 degrees. So still relatively cool weather, but nothing to really worry about. You know what I'm saying? And this look at the weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Very easy to get to and quick to get there. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of those to talk about this morning. Actress Catherine Wass is 75. Ouch. I had the biggest crush on her after I saw The Graduate. Oh, man, what a great movie. But she was Elaine in The Graduate. She's 75 years old. Oh, my gosh. Actor Tom Selleck is 70. A lot of people in the audience this morning saying the same thing. They used to watch him on Magnum P.I. 70 years old today. Singer Betty LaVette, who is outstanding. Been at the Arts Center more than once. 69 years old today. Actress Ann Gillian is 65. Charlie Wilson of the Gap Band, 62. He dropped a bomb on me. Talk show host Oprah Winfrey, 61 years old today. Actress Judy Norton Taylor, who was in The Waltons, 57. Nicholas Turturro, actor, is 53 years old today. He was in NYPD Blue. Director, actor Ed Burns, 47 years old today. Actress Heather Graham is 45. Sarah Gilbert, who was on Roseanne and other things, 40 years old today. Actress Sam Jaeger, Parenthood, 38 years old. Love that show. And Johnny Lang. Boy, this is hard to believe. Johnny Lang. I first became a fan when he was 15 years old, I think. He's 34 years old today. What a guitar player. Blues guy. Sounds like an old guy. And Adam Lambert, who was on American Idol and pretty famous in his own right now, 33 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. A.C. Bushnell, who also happens to be a musician. A.C. Bushnell has a birthday today, as does Skip Clark. Happy birthday, Douglas Skip Clark. Hope it's a good one for you, Skip. And I love the whole Clark family. All right. Happy birthday, everybody who's celebrating today.
All right, time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Rod Setz, 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL. Freddie Kiger listens to us wherever he is in the world, and he does a lot of traveling. He's a globetrotter.
Because you can listen while you're riding around.
Exactly. You can stream it from chapelboro.com, our website. There's an app for that. How's it going?
There is an app for that.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a, I think Apple has patented that phrase.
There's we use it all the time. There's an app for that.
How you doing?
Yeah, all right.
It's all good.
Not bad, man.
Good.
What's going on today?
Today we're doing a question that compares the United States and the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Everybody ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
What East Coast port is the largest U.S. city to share its name with a British county?
With a British county.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
What East Coast port is the largest U.S. city to share its name with a British county?
Wow, I have no idea. No clue.
So if you start thinking about ports along our East Coast and the largest of those ports, well, I can't say the largest of those ports, but the largest U.S. city to share its name with a British county.
All right, I'm going to guess, but I'm not going to know.
Hold on, guess for a second.
It'll just be a guess.
Okay, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL, and if you call and you're going to get the correct answer, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to
Cruisers, where you are.
Good to go.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Thomas Watson and Renee Price are co-founders of an organization called Free Spirit Freedom. They're presenting a couple of very special events on Saturday and Sunday, 3 until 5 each day, at Central Orange Senior Center. It's all designed to kick off Black History Month. Thomas Watson and Orange County Commissioner Renee Price are today WCHL Hometown Heroes.
The program this weekend is going to be pretty much on the one-room schools for colored kids here in Orange County, which my mother attended one, and she'll be on the program. And we're going to review their history, their past, and what it was like to have gone to those schools.
It starts with a photography exhibit by local photographer and artist Jacqueline Liggins.
According to the 1935-36 State Archives study, there were like 28, 29 of these little schoolhouses around Orange County, and she's taken pictures of Haith, Morris Grove, Ridge Road, Sarton, and White Oak.
The photography exhibit is on Saturday from 3 until 5, and then on Sunday from 3 until 5, there's an afternoon of storytelling involving the people who attended those schools.
Despite what the schools were like and some of the challenges, it was a way that they were going to get out of poverty and to make a better world. I think it's important for young people today to realize the sacrifices that were made and the strength that it took to be able to go to school, get an education, despite what the challenges were, to go on and now, you know, have your own profession, your own business, or what have you.
Renee Price and Thomas Watson co-founded Free Spirit Freedom because they thought it was important to pass along information about what came before right here in Orange County.
Thomas and I have been on several other community organization boards, and we got to know each other and started talking about our history. And we just thought that we needed something that talked about the history of people of color in Orange County and something that would last beyond February, Black History Month, something that was continuous. And it's really surprising to find out what has happened in Orange County and who we live amongst. We have some very interesting people that took part in the sit-ins in Greensboro, marched with Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was here. He was in Chapel Hill. How many people really know that? So we just decided that we would use photography, trying to get old photographs of people. And the minute that people see the photographs, memories come back, stories are told, and it's become a bridge.
This living history will be told on Saturday and Sunday at the Central Orange Senior Center, a two-day event to kick off Black History Month in Orange County, co-presented by Orange County and Free Spirit Freedom. For more information, go to hillsboroughartscouncil.org. Thanks to Renee Price and Thomas Watson, today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Thank you.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile no matter the brand, we promise.
Gosh, getting a lot of phone calls this morning.
Freddie, my guess is Portsmouth.
Oh, you're close.
Because it kind of sounds
close,
like it might be an English
port. That's a city. That's a city in England.
Would not be Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Really?
Yes.
Seriously?
Norfolk.
That was total accident.
Norfolk.
On behalf of me. I did not know that.
Yes, Norfolk, Virginia, founded in 1682.
Uh-huh.
Norfolk is the second most populated city in Virginia at over 246,000
right.
and was named for the low-lying county in the east of England.
Wow.
How about that?
I did not know. I learned something today.
Yeah.
That's good, man. That's really good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. A lot of folks knew the answer to that question, but the first one to get in with the correct answer was Brian Hauser. Congratulations, Brian. The correct answer is Norfolk, Norfolk, Virginia. And Brian gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling in. All you callers, I was not able to answer the phone on all the lines this morning. I apologize for that, but Freddie will be back with another trivia question for you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Tar Heels, where will you live next year? Decide at the Daily Tar Heels Housing Fair on February 4th from 10 to 2 in the Great Hall of the Union. Enjoy free food and prizes and find your new home with friendly help from more than 40 housing choices. At 12 noon, we announce the lucky winners of a Coach Williams autographed basketball, a First Campus lottery pick, and more prizes. So come on out to the DTH Housing Fair February 4th from 10 to 2. Find your place and show your Carolina.
Ooh, a little chilly this morning, 26 degrees right now, partly sunny, slight chance of light rain in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 40s, tonight partly cloudy, slight chance of rain continuing, not as cool, low tonight around 35 degrees. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high in the middle 40s. Good morning, it's 7 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk and Tar Heel.